Are you scared?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. You know this is live.
I thought there was someone else going to be here.
Yeah, well, me too. The movement, not me in addition. Yes, I also thought there was going to be another... Dude, isn't that good? Aren't I a professional at this? Hey, everybody, welcome to Personality Hires, your weirdest coworkers failing podcast. And today, I'm joined by one of my dearest friends, Scott. And now, Scott, say hello to the people.
I'm Dear Scott.
Dude, you're a natural at this. Let me just say this, is that you just made a comment of where's the other person? I thought there was going to be another person. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Here's what went down throughout this past week. I was supposed to record with Jackson in real life, like real people, on Friday. He bails, jumps on a plane, leaves. So now I'm like, what am I supposed to do? I ask Rebecca, do you want to record? She says, yes, yes. Actually, she reached out to me. She said, can I be on the next recording? I said, sure, I'll grant you that. You can be on it. I fired her, you know? Yeah. You know, I fired her. And so then I was like, yeah, I'll have a little bit of, I can give you some slack. Come on the podcast. And now she had her first day of work and she said, are you going to be mad if I go home and take a nap and don't record it? I'm like, this goes out tomorrow. What are you talking about? There's no time to push it back. We were supposed to record it yesterday. You push it back to today. Whatever. So now I'm joined by Scott, who...
Would like to be taking a nap as well right now.
Yeah, well, you signed up for something and you stuck to it. Isn't that unbelievable?
Yes, I don't do that.
No, you're one of the flakiest people I've ever met in my entire life.
Yes, I know. And I'm turning a new leaf and I showed up here today.
It's funny you say that because I guess you set your camera up under a plant. So now you have a bunch
of leaves.
I don't
know how you can see that.
I see two leaves sticking out. It's like a barracuda plant or something. Is that a type of plant?
I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. I stole this from my last job.
Robber. Did you steal Robert a plant? Is it a real plant? What was that that you just did? See, no
more.
That was
me being Robert Downey Jr.
Is it a real plant?
Yes, it's real. Is it really covering me?
No,
oh,
I
see
it
there.
Yeah, I told you don't move it. I like the vibe. But we're getting away from the real point here, which is we over the weekend went to a place called Ticonderoga. Yeah?
Club. Ticonderoga Club.
Very similar to the pencil, except it has nothing to do with the pencil. And it's actually
As far as we know.
We actually meant to ask and we didn't.
Yeah, you told me not to.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
Why would I say that? Do not ask about the name.
We were already bringing down the class in there by a lot, so I was trying to refrain from,
yeah,
you know, being silly and asking question.
All right, so we will get to the point in a second, but I do have a new thing where I'm trying to go to new bars. I go to the same ones all the time. I'm so sick of it. This guy Scott knows all the bars, so I said, "Here, come on, show us something. Take us somewhere." We're at a place called Lady Bird, it's not my favorite.
Very underground, very secluded. a little place called Lady Bird.
Yeah, it's kind of like a dive bar.
Yeah. Yeah, you kind of like the bartenders are mean. It's like grungy, you know. You got to like earn your spot there, sort of thing.
Yeah, like nobody from your high school goes there. It's like
no.
Yeah, no. Usually it's like bikers, but
biker gang sort of thing.
Yeah. So I said, Scott, take us to a new place, my gal and I. And you say, oh, there's a place called Ticonderoga down the street. Let's go there. We go to Ticonderoga. We walk in a couple of back rooms, and it's like the fanciest restaurant of all time.
Okay, it's definitely not. I think that they would honestly argue that it is kind of edgy in there. It's like,
is it
tiki, eclectic, right, like dark?
This always makes me mad. You can't put up a tiki torch in a nice place and call it like Hawaiian. No, it's still a nice
place. Well, it was Hawaiian in there. There was like, you know, like they got like the, it's like the Christmas light Hawaiian. You know what I mean? Like
the Jimmy Buffett Hawaiian.
Yeah. Is that a thing?
Yeah. That's absolutely.
Well, Ticonderoga Club did it.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I think you're, congratulations, you're the new co-host on this podcast because everyone quit.
Thank you.
So now I just have to trick people into doing this. I said, this come on, me. you're just going to come on for a quick segment and that'll be it. And
just
then,
for the day.
Yeah, and then everybody canceled and I'm like, yeah, I'm actually going to force them to do the entire episode.
Am I?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
I hope you brought some ideas.
I have to take my dog out.
Okay, we can pause.
Continue.
All right. So we're at the Ticonderoga Club. It was too nice for us to be in there. What did Trin say at the very end of us being in there?
Trin finished her pouch at Lady Bird a little too quickly and then screamed at me because it could have been because maybe I was going to ask the question about the pencil. I don't know. But Trin did scream at me that if I didn't shut the fuck up, that she was going to throw up on me.
And she was the loudest person in the whole bar.
So loud. Shut the fuck up, or I'm going to throw up on you.
Yeah, it was like, all right, we got to get out of the Ticonderoga Club. We're bringing down the property value.
Yeah, it was bad. And the people behind us had like nice, like some sort of seafood platter going on. It smelled delicious.
Yeah.
We could only afford one drink and scream a little bit and had to go.
There was first dates everywhere. Every which way you looked, it was people trying to be polite to each other, and then it was us just like screaming, not like asking the waiter just weird questions. He was having fun though.
They said that they knew us before we even got there, so I think we got a little bit of like a big head, you know, like yeah.
They're like, hey, it's the regulars again, and we just tried to blend in. And also, whenever we walked in, Trin went like walking in a weird way, smiling, and the lady at the what's that called? The hostess?
Yes. Good job. Yeah.
Just host. Oh, I'm sorry. Cut that out.
Yeah.
The host said, she was like, ah, look at your face. She like laughed directly in her face.
Yes, she did. Well, that's when she said that she thought we were regular. She's like, and you've been here before.
Yeah.
And we were like, no. And then the server said the same thing. He was like, well, you've been here before.
Yeah.
No, we haven't. And I feel like we're not like a regular looking group of people. Like, I feel like it's not.
There's a redheaded gay guy, a skinny twink, and a little alien girl that go in there every day.
Yeah.
And it's like, we're like the, what's that called? The evil twins of them. But no, I do want to say, Ticonderoga Club.
I know you're going with it.
Nicest hostess of all time.
Very nice staff in general.
Yeah, good place. All right, that's
sponsored today by Ticonderoga Club
and Blue Chew. All right, but where we're trying to get to is you started telling me this story that I thought was so incredible in the worst way.
Yeah.
I think this is probably one of the dumber things you've ever done in your entire life, and I'd like for you to justify how this could happen. I didn't think that you would fall for stuff like this. Actually, that might not be true. You spend a lot of money on ridiculous things, and this doesn't really fall into that category, but you told me.
I mean, yeah, it does fall into that category.
I guess it
was an accident. And I've been making a lot of the driving home today when I had my second incident, which I will get to. I must just be dumb because this is twice.
You might be a complete idiot. Yeah.
So, yes, my first scam, I started on my second day of my new job.
This sounds like AA.
Yes, it is. Hi, my name is Scott, and I got scammed twice.
I'm sorry. I don't want to slow this story down anymore, but can we go over, you got a new job, and are you allowed to say how the interview process went down? This is the best thing ever. They're never gonna listen to this. Nobody does. So that's good.
I did go into the interview. They thought my name was Sam for three different interviews, I think, in total. And they thought I was applying for a sales position. I was going in for marketing, and middle of the interview with the president in the in-person interview. This is the second round.
He made it to the president.
Made it to the president. Midway through talking, I'm like, he thinks I'm here for sales. So I said something like, and that's why I applied for a marketing position. And you could tell the whole room was just like, oh my God. And somebody was like, I thought we talked about like pivoting. I was like, no, I'm not pivoting. I'll stay right where I am. If I'm going to stay in a sales job, I'll stay where I'm working right now. And because I brought up the soccer games, you know, the World Cup was happening at the time. The president really liked that.
This is a Chinese company, yeah?
Yes, Chinese company. I said, I hope China wins. And he told me that they were already like out of the tournament. So he was like, okay. But so I was like, okay, that's really embarrassing. But it landed and I got the job.
Isn't that the most beautiful? If you were just going in for the marketing position, I feel like there's no chance you would be meeting with the president. But if you meet with the president and you don't crack under the pressure, I think that's like a for sure good thing.
Well, and it's not only that, I have no marketing experience, and I saw on the list, on the like Google Calendar, the girl who was getting interviewed right after me, I looked her up on LinkedIn to see how I could get a leg up, and years of experience in marketing, years of experience. So I was like, okay, whatever, this just isn't for me, but I think maybe they thought I was a new candidate once they knew that my name was Scott and not Sam, and I don't know, I got through, I got by.
Have you ever seen that CNN thing where that guy goes in for an interview and then they accidentally put him on air as like one of the specialists, like special resources?
Yes, that was me. That was me. And, exactly. And now my first day starting, I was like, hey, I actually don't know how to do like Photoshop or anything. And they were like, well, okay. And now every day I'm doing Photoshop and I'm crushing it. So it was made for me. They knew. The president saw the potential in me.
I'm telling
you.
I
knew the potential in me, and yeah, I'm getting scammed and shit.
All right, now, so you've been there for not very long at all.
It was 2 days when I got my message.
Are you serious?
Well, my second day. It was on my second day.
It was on your second day, and you thought that... All right, tell the story.
So I get a message from said president on my Teams, and, you know... The messages that I get are in broken English, but it is a Chinese company, so I'm not, you know, not shocked that he's probably just sending me a quick message in kind of broken English, just asking me how my day's going and that he's stuck in an interview and he really wish he could come, you know, welcome me to the company. And I'm sitting in front of his office, so I know he's not there. So it makes sense that he's messaging me saying, hey, welcome. Like, yes, thank you. And so probably after 10 or 15 messages of how's it going, blah, 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 I get a, hey, text me on my personal number. I need you to run a quick errand for me. So I'm like, okay, sure.
Hold on. So did you think you were texting his work phone or something?
Yes, we were messaging through Teams.
Oh, okay.
So I thought he was just messaging me through his phone on Teams while he was gone. He said he was speaking with stakeholders, which is like the most like corporate, like generic jargon you can use. But I fell for it and it sounded good to me. And I'm like, that's a different word for him to use in all these other sentences, like barely getting a full sentence out, but speaking with stakeholders. So we keep talking. I give him my personal number. He's like, I need you to run me a quick mission and tell no one.
So I'm like, and yeah, tell okay. No one? Is that part of it? It said, and tell no one?
Yeah, I wasn't supposed to tell anyone. And I didn't. I didn't tell anyone. And because I'm a good pupil. And I was just trying to make, I didn't know if they really even meant to hire me. I also told them to raise my pay, and they did. And I have no reason to be able to be... You know, I've never had marketing experience, but it's fine. And they did raise my pay, by the way.
What does that mean? Like in the interview, you said you want to make more than they were offering you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So they, and they met me in the, yeah, they met me where I asked.
Okay.
Don't deserve
money
it.
Bags.
It's not good still, but it's better. So, I guess it's good enough for me to fall in the scam, but listen, so I, start talking to my fake president over.
Yeah, be sure to burp in the middle of the story.
Excuse me. I just had a banana and peanut butter right before I did this because I was on the phone with my other scam artist and trying to get to this as quick as I could.
Sorry, I just had banana and Sprite.
I just did the banana and Sprite challenge for a different podcast before I hopped on here. So I am texting this president. He says, don't tell anyone, and it works out perfectly because the whole marketing team was shooting something at a different location. So I don't even have anyone to tell that I'm running this errand. But I'm like, this is cool. This is like, You know, like those like New York City movies when I have to like go run get coffee for my team. I'm like, this is sick. If I have to run and do errands. Yeah. I was like, that's awesome. I'm going to get paid to go run errands. Like, this is fun. So I like walked down to the lobby because
this is what marketing is. Oh my God.
I don't know. I've never done it. So I've been told that I need to go grab some gift cards. Buzzword. For some select coworkers of mine that need to be rewarded for good behavior. Okay, I don't know. I just got here. I don't know if that's a thing that happens or not. Anyways, so I'm looking up on Google Maps, closest convenience store for gift cards. I walk like 20 minutes down the road, get to a gas station. I thought they had gift cards. Is that a weird thought? Gas stations have gift cards?
Yeah, no, they don't. I guess like a QT probably, but I think they've probably only have QT gift cards.
Well, this guy guffawed at me. He was not.
Guffawed?
Scoffed. He scoffed at me.
Is that a Jewish thing?
No, I am. Well, can't say that anymore. Now I'll probably get killed. So, anyways, I went to the gas station.
I'm sorry. Did you just stop yourself in the tracks of saying, "Well, I am Jewish"?
Yes.
Never mind.
Yes, I hide my tattoo now. I'm scared. I'm scared that I'm going to be put on like a second Schindler's list. I'm scared.
Okay, Jesus. Keep going.
So then he laughs at me and I'm like, okay, whatever. I guess gas station sold gift cards. But anyways, so
you got texting.
He guffawed at me. And so then I text my fake president. I'm like, they don't have him here. I have to walk somewhere else. I hope you're not mad at me. Like, I'm trying my best. I'm walking as fast as I can. He's like, take your time, Scott. You'll be okay. So I'm like, cool. This is going to be a good job. So I'm walking to my next location, which just happens to be Publix. And because I know that they'll have gift cards. So I find the, you know, the giant racks of gift cards. I'm like taking pictures of all the gift cards because fake president has asked for that. So he's like, I'm thinking that I want like five $200 gift cards. I'm like, yeah.
That seems like too much.
I thought it sounded good. I'm like, okay, that's right. Yeah, that's not crazy.
Now you're not holding the company card. You're expected to buy these things and then you get reimbursed.
Yes, I'm going to get reimbursed for it. And it did come across my mind. Okay, yeah, that is a lot to expect for me to just pay, you know. Some people don't have that. I, on the other hand, have a lot of it. So I was okay with it. Money. I have a lot of it. And so I am sending all these pictures of different gift cards. Fake president is like, I don't like any of these. I'm like, okay, what would you want to see there?
He says, where is the Chili's, man?
And there had to be a Chili's.
And he's like, is this new employee guffawing me right now?
I was guffawing. He thought I was guffawing his ass. And I wish I was, but unfortunately he was guffawing at my ass because I'm sending him all these pictures. He's like, should we get some Sephora gift cards so the girls can look pretty? And I'm like, okay, you can't say that about these people. You can't give the girls Sephora gift cards and tell them to look pretty. That's not cool. But I'm like taking my time to like craft the message to be like respectful because I'm new. And I'm like, okay, he's just, maybe it's like a cultural difference thing. Like,
You were really gonna call him on that? That's,
I know, I did.
I would have been like, yeah, they do need to look pretty. You're right, man. Let's get him some Sephora.
I thought it was my duty to fill this man in.
Oh, I do whatever they say, and I'm just like, yeah, we're good.
Yeah, well, hopefully you don't get in contact with the scam artist because that is their dream. Because I did buy 5 of these gift cards. He's like, you know what? Just get the Visa ones. He's like, that is so smart, Scott. Don't get the Sephora ones. Just get 5 Visa gift cards for $200 and send me the back of them.
So $1,000.
Like, yeah, so $1,000.
Oh, and send me the back of them. Is that what tipped you off?
No, I'll get there. We're close to there.
But hold on. That's insane. He wants to hand deliver these things. He's not going to give them a code for a Visa gift card.
Listen, I had my headphones in. I was on the phone. I ran into your girlfriend's little sister. I was meeting her boyfriend. Okay. I was doing a lot of things.
Okay.
So I was a little bit...
Wait, this is when that happened? At Publix?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, is it my Publix?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I work by you.
This story really hits close to home.
Yes, they all know me in that Publix very well now. So let them know that I said hi. But I did try to go to self-checkout for the gift cards. I'm like, okay, whatever. I'll just do this really quickly. The girl's like, do you need help? And I'm like, no, I'm buying $1,000 worth of gift cards. Get the fuck out of my face. And she's like, okay, you're going to need to go to the customer service. And I'm like, okay. So while I'm trying to check out with my $1,000 gift cards, she's like, did your president ask you in person to buy these? And in my brain, I'm thinking, okay, no, they probably want permission from him or something.
He asked me over the phone because he wants the girls to look pretty. What's
he
so
wants
hard
my
to coworkers
to look hot. Get over it. So I'm like pissed off. I'm like, yes, he asked me in person. I'm like pissed off because I think that they think that like I'm tricking someone else or something. I'm pissed off. But that is when I realized, right when she asked me that, did your president ask you in person? I was pissed, but I was also like, okay, this is interesting, because the cop back there was also just telling me that I need to be careful with gift card scams, because there's also another scam behind the scenes that people are taking gift cards out of the sleeve and using them and then putting old ones in. I don't get it.
Whoa.
Get that cop started in that Publix on that gift card scam and he'll go off on it. So you can ask him and get some details. You can interview him on here.
Trin knows that cop. Met him at Johnny's Hideaway.
Really?
Yeah.
He was pretty nice. Very, very, very passionate about the scam stories, but
good. I'm glad, I don't know if he knows my story. That guy's looking out for us.
I know. They really were all looking out for me. I passed several hurdles that could have stopped me, but I was pissed off. I was like, don't ask me any questions. But anyways, so I buy the things. I walk out. I'm like, cool. Got them. Mr. President, I got the gift cards. He's like, cool. Send me the receipt in the back of the cards.
The eagle has landed.
The eagle has landed, and the eagle was taking a picture of the back of the gift cards when I realized, I think he's fake, actually. So then I opened Teams, you know, on my phone, and the president's account is deleted. It's gone.
Oh, my gosh.
This fake account. They had the same profile picture. Everything was the same. But I've seriously, I got like tunnel vision. And I was like, just like wobbling on the street for a second. Like, I was like, oh, I just kept saying, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Sat on the stairs of some Italian restaurant. Because I was like, that's it. I'm not getting the money back. Thank God I did not send a picture of the cards, because I immediately ran back into Publix and I was like, you were right. You were right.
A second ago, you were cursing these people out. Like, I know what I'm, it's the president, man. Yes. And then you come back in, you're like, can I return these?
Yeah. Can I return 5 of these gift cards? And no, the answer was no, I couldn't. I had to wait. I had to open a case with corporate Publix, the Publix gods. And I had to wait like a weekend. So I had these gift cards in my backpack, showing them to everyone, which probably wasn't a good idea, but I thought
just to prove that you got scammed.
Yeah. I think I just liked the attention, because it also came back up at work that everyone else found out that I got scammed. On my second day of work, the president did come up to me and say, where are my gift cards? Which at that time was not funny, because I was still confused as if this, I still didn't know if it was real or not. I didn't know.
Oh my God. I usually do have them.
Yeah. I stood up and I was like, oh. And he was like, no, I'm kidding. But I still had the number was blocked in my phone. I was like, I'm just going to wait to see if he says anything to me in real life, because I don't know still.
Wait, hold on. So back up. Who did you tell at work? Did you not go directly to the president and say, did you ask me to get you gift cards?
No, he was gone. And that's why it all added up, because he was out for the day.
He was with the stakeholders.
He was with the fucking stakeholders. And I don't know what that word means still, but he was with them. And I, you know, he brought it up. I thought maybe it was real. I had a little panic attack again. The girl that I did tell, she apologized. She was like, I'm so sorry for, you know, airing your laundry. And I'm like, it's fine.
Oh, hold on. No, explain that part better. Explain that better. Is that you told one girl in confidence.
Yes, I said, I got scammed. Here are the gift cards. Please don't tell anyone.
Hold on. Wait. Oh, there's actually a really interesting part of this that I didn't think about before. You were gone from the office for an hour with no explanation.
At least. Yes. And that's why I messaged her. She's technically like HR too. I messaged her while I was gone. I'm like, oh my God. Cause she messaged me like, hey, where are you? And I was like, well, I have a funny story that I'll have to tell you about when I get there. I was gone for probably 2 hours.
Oh my God.
I did hit my steps.
Good.
Sponsored by Aura.
Now they only knew that you were gone for 2 hours. They're like, what is this guy doing? And then not only do you come back after 2 hours of missing work, you also reveal now you've been scammed.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
And you know what? I actually don't even know how if they knew how long I was gone, because they text me when I was coming back from Publix post scam. Wow. So I did tell them. I didn't tell them how long it took. They probably still don't know. But that's what I'm saying. That's why I was like, this is kind of awesome. I can just walk around like the city on their dime. That's kind of awesome.
Well, the truth is nobody wants the new hire around. They're basically just a nuisance. And so they're probably happy to see you go.
I'm a different story, Mikey.
Oh yeah, you're pretty special. People like to be around you. Yeah.
Yeah, they like to talk to me. They like to talk to me on Teams and tell me to buy gift cards.
We're just trying to make our coworkers pretty.
Seriously.
That's so incredible.
Thank you.
Now, what are we missing any parts of that story?
Not that I can think of. This is the first time I've told it in full because I've said it so many times. I had to tell my mom about it a lot because I was like really upset about it. I'm like asking ChatGPT like over and over and over again, like, am I going to get my money back? And yes, I had it in gift cards, but I still lost the money in activation fees. You know, I spent $50, but I got it all back. Thank you, Publix.
True.
Delicious subs you must try as well, listener.
I agree. And I know the sub man over there too. I drank with him one night.
I didn't get there. You guys just love drinking with Publix people.
You'll get there sometime. But I'm gonna inject myself into the story. Is that at my old job in promotions at a radio station, I used to have to go to Kroger constantly and I've bought $5,000 worth of gift cards.
Yes. You get it. And that when I told the girl at work that I did this and showed her the messages, she's like, that sounds like the president. Like, so now we think it might be an inside job.
No, see, that's also what I was thinking, is for them to know to go immediately to the new hire. Like, it made perfect sense. So yeah, somebody knows what's going on in there. And it's probably not like a inside job inside the building. It's probably someone that has access to like everything in there. They can get on your Teams and everything, you know?
Yeah. Well, here's my thing. I think that LinkedIn is like the big, you know, I'm telling everyone in the world, hey, I just got a new job. Scam. You know what I mean? And so it was right when I updated that. I think that's when people start, because I still get emails every single day from my fake president asking to get in contact with me.
You know, that's worse, because that means they've been following you, not your company.
Well,
they've been like, whenever this guy starts a new job, we're going to get him.
Yeah. Well, I would have never, if the message didn't come internally on Teams, I would have never believed it, because that's like mom shit. I know to like look for an email that says like sillyman.com, you know, but this was a message internally.
Yeah. And it's interesting because, you know, like scammers are so big on like, what's that called? Like, you got to do this now. No, do it.
Yes.
But they were like, hey, it's okay. Take your time, man. I know it's hard.
It took hours for that whole thing to go through. They got me so good. He was so normal and kind and nice. And I do miss him.
Honestly, I would shake that guy's hand. He's like the best at what he does.
I might unblock him and just ask for a couple pointers.
You should ask for a job at his company. They're doing pretty good over there.
That's true. He could have gotten $1,000 for me just in a few hours.
Okay. Now, prior to recording this, I said, are you good to start at this time? You said, no, I'm getting scammed again. I'm on the phone with the lady. Now, yeah. Exactly. The first one, in retrospect, I called you an idiot at the beginning. Having the whole thing laid out that way, I would have done it. I would have done it worse because I would have got the Sephora gift cards.
Yeah, you would have said, yeah, those bitches are ugly. You're right. I'm going to get actually a couple extra for them.
No, but if I got stuck with a bunch of Sephora gift cards, that would be like a nightmare. Be great for Trent, but that would be a nightmare for me. With Visa gift cards, worst comes to worst, you can just use them.
And I think that was the thought process. I think he wanted to lock me in somewhere that I wouldn't get my money back as easily. But because it was all just Visa, which is just like, you know, Publix and Visa, I feel like would be the easiest places for them to be like, okay, we get it. If I bought like Victoria's Secret gift cards, they're like, all we know is bra. Like, we can't give you that money back.
Yeah. All right. Scam number two, hit me.
So here's the thing on this one is I got like salesman scammed, you know, like they just got my ass good.
Snake oil?
Yeah. They just got my ass good. And now I'm actually pissed off. Like at first I was nervous, like, but I did get this solved right before I got here. So now I'm feeling a little bit better about it. But I did try listening to my Audible driving home from work and I just couldn't stop thinking about this, what just happened. I'll have to rewind a couple chapters, but now I can talk about it. So
you got through a couple chapters without listening.
It's a quick book. I'm listening to, you know, I'm glad my mom died or whatever, the Jeanette McCurdy book.
All right. Well, so you get scammed. You miss seven chapters of a book.
Yeah, I miss a lot of chapters. But okay, but it saleswoman did great job. She did great job. She did her job exactly how she was supposed to. I went into a gym in the city to get a new gym membership because all my coworkers at said company have been telling me that because we share a building that I get this 50% discount on a membership.
Wait, what, like, gym? Okay. Oh, I guess I can't say that if you share.
Yeah, right. I can't. I'll tell you afterwards. You would. No. Yeah. Okay. That's like a $10 membership. I can make that work. Trust me, I could buy $1,000 gift cards. I could buy a $10 membership.
You could so easily afford $10 membership. Like, it's like, not even a big deal anymore.
I could make that swing. But no, this one was, it's like a nicer gym. It's like a spa. It is connected to a hotel. Is that too revealing? I don't know. But
no,
it's fine. It's a nice gym, and it's like not a bad price. It's like $129, I think, for like, maybe like the basic membership. I don't know. And if I did know, I wouldn't have fallen into this sand trap. Is that a term? I don't know.
$129 a month?
Yes, but it's like a nice gym. God. They have like other, it's like, you know, I don't know. I don't know the pricing of gyms. That's as much as my rent. Yeah, mine too. But listen, I get the whole tour. My friend came with me because I needed some moral support on, you know, touring this place. That's so awkward to go by myself. So I went to the gym, get this tour. They're obviously pushing the $300 membership onto me.
Yeah.
That I'm like, okay, well, I'm not paying for that. Like, that's just absurd to me because, I don't know, maybe when I get older and I'm like old and nasty and have nothing else to do but go to like sit in a red phone booth or whatever they call those.
Wait, what? Red phone booth, the bar?
Yeah, red phone booth, the bar in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, well, I tried to get into one of those one night. They wouldn't let me in because my shirt didn't have a collar. But I have the passwords. So I think we need to go to a red phone booth. Or what's it called? Red booth bar. Have you been to one?
So I'm not actually talking about that.
What? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do know what you're talking about. But I'm talking about like an infrared room. You know, the ones that are like good for your skin and whatnot? Yeah,
that's not as fun. Like a BDSM room.
Well, no, that's like a gay sex club thing. That is not the same thing. I guess there are a lot of like red type rooms.
Hey, do you remember this? Red room.
Yeah. What's that movie called? That's from Cubed.
Cubed.
Right?
Really fantastic movie if anyone wants to check that out. Scott showed it to me whenever I was like, I don't know, 10? And yeah.
I was Ted 2.
Ted 2 coming out this fall.
Hey, Waka Waka, funny teddy bear.
All right, continue. So, oh wait,
I'll make first, it quick.
Wait. Red phone booth bar. Can we go sometime? You gotta wear a shirt with a collar, so that's kind of a hurdle. But after that, I'm pretty sure it's fun. We met a guy that looks just like DJ Khaled there, and I have the passwords. You have to go into the phone booth, pick up the phone, and say 678-92-NIN-NIBUSHABALABADU, and then they let you in. So
678-92-NIBUSHABALABADU.
Okay. Well, continue.
Yeah. So it's like it doesn't matter. It's just an expensive gym membership that I was not going to get the $300 one.
Because you're scared and you're broke.
Because I'm scared and I'm broke and I'm afraid of getting scammed again. I've been, you know, really frugal. So I, you know, I'm like pretending like I can afford all of this because you don't want to be do you ever get that feeling where you're like, I don't want to walk through this and be like, they know exactly like what price point I'm going to come in at. They know what, do you ever feel that way?
If I go on a tour, I'm like the worst guy to take on a tour. We went on a tour. We went on a tour of Trin's with Trin's little sister of an apartment, and it was just nonsense. Whenever they take you to only amenities, it's like this place is gonna suck. They take
but
us
do
into
you
the
feed in.
Not at all. No, I play nice, but then they take us this one place, and they're like, and these are soundproof rooms, and so I go into the soundproof room, and I shut the door, and I go. And everyone outside is just like, Jesus. It's like there's no door there at all.
Did you guys hear me? Well, so, listen, yeah. I feel awkward when they like know I'm gonna come in there and be like, I want the cheap one. And I shouldn't feel that way, but I do.
Don't feel bad about that. These people are trying to get one over on you.
They're trying to get one over on me. I just fucking know it. So then as we keep touring the place, I'm like, okay, I'm not going to be able to get into this room. Like, I'm fully aware. But I get to the end of the tour, and she shows me the price system. And I'm like, okay, so I can get 50% off of all of these things because I work in the building. So, like, I'll get 50% off of all of this and all of this. I'm not sure how it happened. I thought I was going to be walking out of there with a $55 monthly gym membership. $55
a
month.
You would pay for $55 a month? Is that normal? Do you not have a gym at your like complex thing?
I do, but it's not very motivating when I'm the only person in there.
Oh, you are completely out of your mind.
I don't want to be... You like being alone?
I'll only go in if I'm the only person in there. I will allow a person on the treadmill, and I've learned... This is going to sound horrible, but I've learned if there's one girl in there, I usually scare them off.
Yes. No, me too. And I feel bad.
That's good. No, to me, that's good. I'm like, all right, I know if I look in there and there's one girl, I'm going to win this and I'll be the only person in there.
No, that's the worst thing ever. Yeah, that's fucked up because okay, but here's the thing. I do like being alone in the gym. I agree, but I don't like constantly going to a gym where I'm like alone. I need someone to hold me accountable. You know what I mean? Like I need people to see like, oh, look, he just came back after like 4 weeks. What a fat loser. You know what I mean?
But when you're not talking, gym, you're not talking to anybody in there. Are you?
No, but no.
You probably do. This guy talks to everybody on the goddamn face of the earth.
No, in the gym, I'm like eyes down because I don't want people to think I'm staring at them. And that's where I was going with the girl thing.
Okay.
I hate when there's girls in the freaking gym because I'm afraid that they think that I'm staring at them.
You're a gay guy. You have a boyfriend.
Yes, but I can't tell them that.
Sometimes I will
call Tim just to like amp up my gay a little bit on the phone and be like, all right, we're safe. They know.
No, like, what do you mean? You're saying that you can't say that you're gay if they're like, why are you looking at my butt? I might be like, I'm gay.
No one's saying that. They just leave because they are afraid of you.
Okay, yeah,
you
that's
know what
worse.
I mean?
That's worse. I guess the nightmare scenario is like, because I'm always like, I'm not looking at anybody, but somebody's about to accuse me of something.
Yes. That's yeah, and I'm waiting
bad.
For that
this
day.
This all sounds bad on my part, doesn't it?
Yeah, you might just be a bad person.
I might be, yeah.
Yeah. Well, So anyways, I thought I'm going to get a $55 membership. I don't know how it happened. There's multiple people talking. It's like pretty girls working at the front desk. They're throwing numbers at me, like putting sheets in my face, having me sign here. And the only question I really ask is like, I'm not getting the $300 one, right? And she's like, do you want to? And I'm like, no, I don't want to. I want to do the one that gives me this discount thing. I'm hearing the word no and yes from different people talked over me. So I don't know because they're having different conversations.
Whoa. Do you think this is calculated? Do you think they're good at this? It's like, just throw around a bunch of no's and yeses. It'll confuse the hell out of the guy.
I spent $250. I'm going to be spending $250.
Oh my God.
On this gym membership, which is understandable if you're like a family going to like Lifetime Fitness, but I'm by myself.
Lifetime Fitness, they wouldn't even charge that for a family, I don't think.
Yes, they would. Lifetime's expensive.
Oh, am I thinking of LA Fitness?
Is that also cheap? Expensive.
What the hell? We used to sneak into LA Fitness. You remember that? If you duck down next to the counter and you kind of crawl your way in?
No, I wasn't living there anymore when you were doing bad things. I would have been too scared to do that.
I wasn't doing bad things. I was sneaking into LA Fitness.
That's bad.
That's not bad. That's good. These people are scam artists.
The worst thing I was doing was like blacking out at a bonfire.
You weren't the only one, brother.
Yeah, and right. See, that's okay.
Quick history. When did we meet? Third grade?
Fourth.
Fourth grade. You moved out in right before sixth grade. And
moved out of the house to go to New York City to pursue my dreams.
Yeah, he became a big actor on Broadway. Have you ever heard of a little thing called Harry Tongs and the Two-Putt?
That's not the show I was in.
Oh, sorry.
That's the follow-up to what I was in.
Oh, that's the one that you wrote.
That's the one I wrote.
But originally you did a Shelley DeContour play?
Shelley DeContour. Me and Shelley took the stage by storm.
Yeah.
Read a tabloid, baby. You'll see us.
Yeah. I mean, the reviews were kind of mixed.
Bad.
Yeah, bad.
Bad. But no, I did move out of the neighborhood in sixth grade. I think I was only there from fourth to sixth.
Yeah, but you lived like three houses down from me. You never went to South Forsyth Middle School.
Yes, I did.
Liar.
You just hated me that year.
Guy's a huge liar. Oh, yeah, no, I hated you because...
Yeah.
All right, picture this. Folks at home, picture this. You're in a class with one of your best friends.
Hey, you know
what time it is? It comes time for the pick a partner because you're going to do a group project together. This guy picks some hot lady. And I'm like, yeah, I get it. You can be friends with a hot lady, but be my partner. What the hell is this? This is a brotherly bond.
Who was I with? Can you say that?
I will blank out the name. Or should I leave it in?
Yeah, see if she listens.
She's like, hey, I listened to that new podcast. I'd be like, no way.
Thanks for your kind words. Okay, no, I don't think I did. She probably came to me. There's no way I would have. Also, second of all, you were mean to me that year. You had your headphones on. You were like Pumped Up Kicks-esque that year.
All right, you're done for. You know what? I'm firing another person for my podcast.
Yeah.
No, but then he moved away, and then I'd go visit him in Florida, and he had alligators in the backyard, whatever. And then he graduated college from where? The people love to hear your college.
Florida State University.
And then he moved back to Atlanta for a job.
No, I did not move back to Georgia for a job, by the way.
Oh, you moved back to Georgia for love.
No.
Yeah.
No.
All right, you moved back to Georgia for stability.
This is my favorite segment of the show. Guessing game.
I can't tell if you're the best podcast guest or the most annoying of all time.
No, I did move back because I just like the state. Can I tell you about speaking of the gym and being
Be
in
sure
there.
To stutter a bunch.
So anyways, going back to being in the gym where I am a lot all the time and working out my body and working out my muscles and doing things healthy, good.
Guess who just came from the gym? Me, by the way. Thanks a lot for asking. I'm sweating right now.
Excuse me. Really?
I am.
What'd you do?
I do this one, wah, 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 and I do this one, ching, 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 and I do this one, woo, 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 and I do foo-cha, foo-cha, and then I do push, push, push. So, yeah, I do a lot of them.
And that's all you have to do, really.
Yeah, pretty much it gets you ripped.
For $250 a month, you can do where I am.
Yeah, I'm paying, I guess I'm paying $850 a month. All right, go ahead. Go. Okay, you have a book idea? I have a product idea. Hit me with your book idea.
Here's my book idea. It's a serial killer.
Okay.
That goes to gyms.
Gyms like the place where you work out?
No, the restaurant that everyone hangs out at.
Okay. House.
Jim's old bar.
Jim and Nick's barbecue.
Jim and Nick's barbecue where everyone goes after work to grab a frickin' cuppa with the boys.
Okay, they go to gyms. Wait, the serial killer goes to gyms.
Yes, serial killer goes to gyms, GYMS, and looks and scouts out what girl or guy is going to kill. Yeah, he's a woke. It's a woke book. It's going to be about this serial killer that scouts out their victim by seeing what they're capable of doing in the gym, like seeing like how long they can run on the treadmill. Like, oh my god, they're like a runner. I would never be able to catch them.
I like it. Let me not put it down. I do like it. So you're saying like they can only lift 70 pounds. They weigh 100 pounds. So if they're hanging off a cliff, they can't pull themselves up. I think for the most part, you can see that on a person, but
no,
no,
not me.
Okay. All right.
If you saw me, you'd think, whoa, he's probably really fast, and I'm faster than you'd even think.
That is true.
And I'm way stronger than you'd ever think.
That's also true. Now, if you looked at a person like Trent.
I'm kidding.
My sweet little, yeah, I think it's obvious.
Okay.
I hope. If not, people are going to hate you.
If not, look me up at Scott Sampson. Tell me what you think.
All right. So that's your book idea. I'm like a 6 out of 10 on investing in that.
I haven't thought that hard into it because I do have another one.
Okay. Let me do my product idea here. Let me pull it up. Okay. Are you ready for my product idea?
Yes.
I wrote this down at 12:34. Say it again. Say again.
I'm like Mark Cuban.
Come again. Okay. There's a good chance this has already been done, but I wrote this at 12:34 on August 30th. All right, okay. Here we go. Tell me if you've heard this before from me after a couple of brews at your house.
Okay.
It's called Movie Partner. And also, this could be a product that already exists, but you're sitting there with your significant other, with whoever, watching a movie. Somebody needs to go to the bathroom. I'm going to actually give you a full-on pitch here. Back up.
Even think you need to. I think it already exists, but go.
Okay. Well, I think if it does exist, hire me to be your pitch man, because think of it this way. It's 9 o'clock. You want to be in bed by 11 o'clock. You pick a movie that's an hour and 50 minutes. That leaves very little time for pausing or messing around. You still got to sit through ads. You're on a very tight schedule, and someone just keeps on doing stuff. They got to get up to go to the bathroom. They got to go take off their makeup. They got to do all this stuff. This is a product where the movie continues on the screen, but the person who walks away can take out their little device, and it pops up there. And so then they go to the bathroom, and they keep on watching it at the same exact pace that you're watching it. Does it exist?
That's not where I thought you were going.
Oh, where'd you think I was going?
I thought it was like the bathroom break thing. You know, like there's like a website that'll tell you when to go to the bathroom in a movie. I thought you were going to say that. But, I mean, no, I think it's a good idea. I think you'd probably get some copyright issues.
Well, no, but it's like if it's through Netflix, then you just have the Netflix app open. My series listening to everything. You just have the Netflix app open on your phone. It connects to your TV, and then boom. You separate, you come back. Whew. See, like, these are kind of the sounds it does.
Yeah.
That's kind of like leaving and coming back. So
yeah. I like when it goes back a lot.
You mean coming back like whoosh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's probably a pretty good idea. Probably won't even venture into that kind of thing because I already have so much money and like I'm completely set for the rest of my life.
We're good. Yeah. We're fine.
I think we're good.
We're good. I think it's a good idea. I mean, I think that there'd be, I feel like maybe on Netflix you could, I know you can like stream party things. So like maybe that's the workaround.
Yeah, man. Nobody's using Stream Party. Listen, they need movie partner or else they're no partner of mine.
Yeah. I was also thinking, what if you could just, if it knows when you're watching the movie, if you press like, I've walked away, it'll like, and then when you click I'm back, it'll just summarize what you missed.
But you miss context. You miss, I always forget this word. It's one of my favorite words. What is it?
Guffaw.
Tiny little stuff. What's that called? Nuance. You miss the nuance. I need to tattoo nuance on my hand because I forget.
I don't think that's what that means.
Nuance. Yeah. Whenever you're watching a movie, you can read just words, but you're going to miss the nuance of what's going on. Facial expressions, like that.
Okay.
Kind of
okay. Yeah. Okay.
Deaf people probably. Wait, no, not deaf. Maybe blind people, like the one where it just reads to them. I feel like that's kind of a tough way to consume a movie. If you're blind,
wait,
let me know.
No. Wait, you can't just listen to the movie?
You can, but on the whatever the subtitle says, it announces. So it'd be like staring grazingly or whatever the hell. Like it's like Micah stares intently. And it's like, yeah, you missed
it. It speaks the stage direction.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure I knew that.
Yeah, well, maybe you're not really an advocate of the blind community like I am.
Well, I try to be.
Well, you could try a little harder. Well, I hope you've had a good time on this episode of the Personality.
I can't believe you tricked me into doing an hour of this.
It was a good trick, wasn't it?
Yeah, you got my ass bad. And now my dog is screaming to go to the bathroom. She's freaking out. She's dead.
Dude, I am so sorry. How will I ever make it up to you that your dog didn't go out for 1 hour? I know
Venmo
you had
me for $250 for my gym membership.
Give me a Visa gift card and a half and a quarter.
Quarter, good math.
Oh, wait, hold on. One last note.
Okay.
You can pay for 4 months of your gym with your new Visa gift cards.
They're returned.
Yeah. Well.
Well. And I did also have to Zelle the. I did also have to Zelle our bartender for our tab that I did force you to get shots of, so that I'm allowed to eat.
Yeah, that's what put me over the edge. You made me take shots. Everybody knows, never give me shots because I'm just done for. And
yeah, I'm allowed to eat that one.
Yeah, that's all you.
Was all me. And because we went to Ticonderoga Club, I decided I was going to pay that tab.
Yeah, I'm not sure what I paid for that night, but it surely wasn't enough.
No, it was fine. It was fine. It was fine. Just remember that. I'm rich.
This guy is like so stacked. It's not even funny.
You want to see my bank account?
Yeah, let's see it.
I did make you tell me what was in your bank account that one night.
Did you?
Yeah.
What'd I say? $100,000?
No, it was pretty good.
Don't say that. I'm actually in like a financial crisis right now. Today. Oh, oh. Did I explain that to you already?
Well, you just told me the other day that you make $0.
Well, it's not exactly zero. I think I'm spending more than I'm making. This is probably too intimate for the podcast, but hey, if you made it 58 minutes through this thing, you deserve to know. You really care. So,
and DM me, I got a present for you if you say the word elephant.
Dude,
I'm looking to bless someone's bank account tonight.
You're such a pro at podcasting, man. Where did this guy come from?
I was born for this.
All right, can I please try to close out the show or no?
Yeah, you can try.
Well, thank you for listening to another episode of the Personality Hours podcast. I don't know. They say a bunch of, like, you know, I just became a host of this. They used to say a bunch of stuff at the end. I never listened, but I think it's, if you want to watch the video, go to YouTube, but that's only if I figure out how to do video. Go to Instagram for clips, like, subscribe. See, he knows. Like and subscribe, I guess.
Hit that bell for notifications. If you guys made it this far, comment down below your favorite ice cream flavor when it's really hot outside during the summertime.
And they did surgery on a grape. Grape. Okay. Well,
nice.
I think we did it. I think there's something you're supposed to say at the end too. We got 30 seconds to figure it out.
Bye. Hope you have a wonderful time or something.
No, here it is. I'll whisper it to you and then we'll say it at once. Circle back next week. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. We'll circle back next
week. Circle back next week. Yes. You counted to 4. Who does that?
That's a musical count. All right. You completely screwed me. The podcast is trash.
Okay.
We're done here.
Thanks for tricking me into this.
All right. Have fun.
Thank you.